When we have the VIHE programs and other seminars, normally devotees who give the Bhagavatam class have the freedom to use it to address issues on their presentation, issues that complement the mood of the conference. So my basic presentation these next few days is about looking at some practical arrangements for implementing Bhagavatam Dharma. So today, instead of giving Bhagavatam class, I may want to do four things very brief. First, to give some apologies that are appropriate, express some gratitude, appreciation for so many things, and give some appraisal of our present situation here, this particular project, which has something to do with other rural communities and communities in general, and to give some little update, and hopefully some points about immediate future and far future, all in about 25 minutes. So, first we want to apologize, as we are packing you in 5-6 to a room, 10 to a house. So we, of course, apologize for that, because part of the beauty of coming to festivals is being able to experience the full aspect of the festival by the consciousness being absorbed in the sadhu sangha, transcendental activities. And although we're not these bodies, when the body is inconvenienced, instead of when the body is sick, it influences or affects our service, sometimes our consciousness, of course. So we definitely want to have so many devotees coming. One of the very unique things about this particular project, which many of us feel, has every all the ingredients to become number one rural community project in its kind, in terms of its ability to serve so many devotees and to implement things. We are very close, only a few hours from Philadelphia, a few hours from Baltimore, a few hours from Washington. We are even just only a few hours, 4 hours, 3.5, 4 hours from, even from Union Valley. So many from New Jersey is a few hours. And so, of course, we very much want the Anagri to be a place, especially in the immediate sense, that all of these devotees can be able to take advantage of, to come to share, to learn something, to get rejuvenated, inspired, invigorated. So that has always been somewhat of the idea, and hope to make this serious reality. Of course, to do that, then we need sufficient facilities and so many things that are there. Already, believe it or not, part of this update is not just for some of you who are staying over from the Vajrayatra. Some of it is to try to recruit you, just to be very honest. And if we can't do that, get your support, we can't do that. We want at least, well, not at least, but we want your blessings. Maybe more important than all of those things. And for us who are in the community, that we are comfortable about the vision. Any vision has little value if the individuals who are participating in it do not feel that it sufficiently includes them, that it's something that deals with the present and has potential to be successful for the future. So it's our way also checking in on ourselves. Any individual, any business, any organization that doesn't do a regular inventory will be simply foolishly engaged at best, and sometimes will lead to serious defeat and failure. We're able to take inventory and we can see better what we have to do to put into motion, where we are. We can look closer at what to put more energies into and what areas perhaps are getting diminishing returns, putting energy and not getting sufficient results from that. I mentioned on the stage the other day, one of the things I was wanting to do as a way to help us with taking inventory, and we would like to do it still in the future, is as we look at some simple life, and complementary as devoted depending on each other. Sometimes we have that the most when we're in a situation where our survival is based on it. You see, in emergencies, people come to the call very nicely sometimes, but sometimes they don't. Whatever they have comes out. And we see how, just like it was so wonderful yesterday, just before the class, I walked into the kitchen, and it was just ecstatic just to see so many devotees engaged and just almost shoulder to shoulder and working in the kitchen, trying to provide prasadam for the guests and accepting for the festival. A great beauty of the festivals in any community is not just the finalization, but I think so much of the cooperation and the bhakti that comes when devotees are working together, struggling, because you get a lot of limitations, a lot of problems, everything that can go wrong goes wrong, and you really have a chance to act on your Krishna consciousness, or to see, you know, where you're lacking. And so if we're honest, we constantly want to see where we're lacking, so we can cover ourselves for those areas. We constantly want to know what is to be done, how it is to be done, we want to be able to do it. And therefore, we take such shelter of sadhu, shastra, and guru, in this sense. As I mentioned, I was thinking one way to help us to look a little deeper at some of these things. Because we can analyze Vaishnava Dharma in many ways, but one way, there are many ways to look at it. One way is that as you have sufficient loving relationships, then that inspires people to do what they are comfortable or what propensities that they have. It helps them to feel encouraged to express their creativity based on their particular idiosyncratic tendencies. When you have loving relationships, it automatically creates divisions or disdivisions of labor and allows people to respect each other's particular service based on whatever vana or ashram that they're in. There are many things we can try to put together, but if some serious foundation is not there, then it will be a lot of work and no results. And when you have simplicity, then you automatically begin to become, as we said yesterday, begin to function more in a natural way. So as we emphasize more about community, spiritual community, we emphasize more about caring for the devotees, more about param dukkha dukkhi kripam bhuti, feeling the happiness of the misery, of the suffering, of the success of the devotees, we see things more and more as a family problem, not an individual problem, not a brahmachari problem, a hospital problem, sannyas problem, guru problem, rural community problem. When we see it as a family problem, a spiritual family problem, then so many things that we think about in terms of Vaishnava Dharma will happen because we will take care of our own communities with a strong nucleus, we'll have more facilities to reach the materialists, we'll have more things that they can relate to, because so many things will be there that will pick them up from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness, and then they will take advantage of the transcendental aspect. And especially if you do anything well, but your life is so much in these days based on people doing stuff, because there's so much to get on with your energy. But when you do things well, then people respect you based on what you do. And then you have the ability to help them to understand the philosophy that's behind, that encourages you, that engenders you to be able to do something well. But when you do things haphazardly, superficially, or it's just like simple in a sentimental way, then whatever your philosophy is, people look and they say, they don't want to buy into it. Because it's not relevant to them, they don't feel, people are selfish, that's part of human nature, the state of evolution. And selfishness, everyone wants to be a part of something that's progressive, that's productive, that's going to give them some sense of solace, it's going to help them in some way. They see a philosophy is there, but they don't see how it's going to help them. And even though that philosophy may be powerful, there will be a serious problem. So right now, we want to apologize for that, and I hope that we don't have to keep apologizing. One of the aspects of community development here, that we want to have guest facilities, a serious learning center, but also conference rooms and classrooms, and accommodations for those who stay over. Just like we would like to have in the future, have Radha Yatra to go for 2 days. So after we bring Lord Jagannath, and we let him have his sidelong glance at everyone, take him back in, and then we go on and we party on, and we appreciate his allowing us to take him out, such way. Like people have so many other ceremonies, even weddings and other things, that can go on very culture for days and weeks. Why is ceremony for Lord is only 1 day, a few hours? But even yesterday, many people would have stayed over if we had more facility, etc. We had somewhere like 250 people are so quite nice ground. And the Lord was saying it was one of the nicest Bhakti Yatras. One, because the degree of participation of the devotees in the community. That so many devotees did their little parts to make the situation happen. When you have many devotees, it's like we try to fundraise. It's nice to have big donations, but also nice when we have many people to give their care and their attention to the situation, because then so much bhakti goes into that. So it was ecstatic with so many devotees being able to participate as such. So let us, those who are planning the Rabbi Yatras, let us see how soon we can have, for 2 days, we can have devotees staying over and things going on constantly. It'll be very sweet. Right now, just talking to a bunch of other devotees who came back to greet the deities. That's wonderful. We have some very special guests here. Prashanta Dasi has come in from Europe, I think from France, from Paris. And Pancharatna is here, who just come in from around the world. Dasi Chali is situated in Mayapur. Maya, whatever happens in Mayapur, of course, broadcasts for the whole world. Mm-hmm. Our spiritual city is. Mm-hmm. And then we have wonderful devotees who will be giving the various classes, and we'll go over this schedule in a few minutes so that you can be aware of it, and that some of you who haven't considered participating, that you might sign up and you decide to stay. Even if you can't stay the whole 4 days, better stay with us a few days. Because this kind of discussions, you know, from first thinking and speaking, and we see how things begin to manifest. As the Venice Hooker myself was saying yesterday, how it's good to dive into a situation, but to dive into it with clarity, with understanding, with philosophy. And then we can push ourselves in terms of making that step. We can make that step with so many things put into motion. Be able to guarantee a greater sense of success. So, so many devotees, as Ekavya mentioned this morning, he was thanking devotees for different services that they did. We thank all of those who came, and those who stayed, and those who will, of course, stay longer, and we engage in different types of brainstorming. So I mentioned to Pancharatna that right now, it seems that we're having more VIHE seminars, workshops, discussions in any place in the world. We look at our VIHE programs, we look at our retreat discussions, at our community building discussions, at some of the skill development discussions that we were having earlier and hoping we'll continue. And so we're having more discussions about these kind of things, about community and about rural life. And so we don't want to just keep it on the discussion aspect, of course, but we want to now move ahead on such. By the mercy of Sadhu Ramapada Swami and a few others, and the stalwart devotees who year after year have maintained the project. So these workshops, VIHE programs have been going on, and there was Krishna camp and things in the past. So this is also a way of bringing devotees from different temples to be able to come to associate in a simple environment. We want to look at some things that's on the table right now, that we all, those in the community, are reminded about what's happening and see how we can push some things faster to see what particular things are more to our propensity, and those who are wishers or those who may like to join in on the teamwork, we're more than eager for you to take some part. We're looking at 3 major areas to try to do some serious things with in the next couple of months. First, you see this temple, new temple that has been sitting for a while. And we want to try to guarantee you that next time you come for Rathi Yatra, those who only come once a year, that you will not see their divine lordships in this particular altar, this particular room. So get your last look. So next time you will see them on the altar there. And we already, so many devotees who were here earlier tried to come into the temple, would not have had enough room for them. So, you know, something interesting is when the preaching goes on, more people come, then Krishna always arranges greater facility for the situation. And you notice that in different temples or in preaching centers, that if you're preaching and people are coming, say you have no temple at all and you're preaching, then if people are coming, Krishna will arrange for you to have some facility for them. You have a little preaching center. If you're preaching, more people coming, and Krishna arranges you to have a temple. increasing, more people coming, then the natural organic situation is that there's greater facility needed to be able to get those people to keep coming and to take care of them. So then more will happen. So that more of you are coming, so we hope that puts pressure on the atmosphere to, and sends out a call of mercy to help us with our more facility. So, Shalik and Ravinder, His Grace was mentioning about the temple. We again now are having some devotees who are working on the project, ready to see it through with some skilled labor. We have some professionals who would come out to show devotees how to do something. Just like you noticed, just a few days ago, we put most of the floor down, and that was done probably in one day. And many devotees who worked on that had never done anything like that in their lives. But there were some professional builders who just came and showed devotees some things, and then they were able. We are going to be able to help us on a regular basis. So we have two gentlemen like that from Baltimore who are going to be coming. We're putting ads, some of you may have seen, and all the major Indian newspapers in the country, we have some ads, half page, some cases full page ads, but we are trying to solicit funds for the temple. Some responses are happening, some people are calling in, few donations are coming. We expect to get donations from that sector. Yesterday, of course, some people made pledges, and I think Bhattacharya's, they donated another lump sum, some thousands, to be able to assist. This new phase, they gave first 5,000, so that's there. So sometimes in the past, we had one devotee doing the work, but the money wasn't there. We had the money was there, but not enough manpower to be able to do the necessary. So we hope that we won't have any of those problems anymore. If we take care of the duties, then we feel that some of the other things will be able to happen once we do that. Then Krishna will arrange for us to be able to have greater arrangements for arranging this kind of situation, purchasing some other property that Shamika and even some of the locals have. We're constantly looking at other houses in the area. Devotees are calling from many places. The other devotees calling from Puerto Rico. There's a family in Puerto Rico, Latin America. So one of the husbands are working with cows for 15 years. They're in rural communities. And so we're very much looking for people who have had this experience, have a taste for such, that they can assist. We're in touch with Mary Varaka, who's thinking of several different considerations, but one of his major choices is to come here to get an army. So we got a little bit behind because of the festival, but we're trying to see about getting some land, maybe a trailer arrangement to entice them to come to stay with us. We just have a nice devotee come to help with the orchard. He's been trained in school doing this kind of work. He's very enthusiastic on the try to assist in such ways. The devotees have come from New York that will be staying with us. We'll have plumbing, carpentry skills, and other skills in that sense. These things are important inasmuch as that to serve, we need to have so many ways that we can serve each other. And more things that we can be able to offer, the more we can have service. A quality that is very very effective. So, before some of you leave, if you haven't seen the new temple there, just go and see, take a look, and make a little prayer for us, so that we'll be able to put the Lord in there. Their environment. Other aspect problem is our mortgage. So we have some of our devotees who have been trying to encourage others to give some regular contributions. There are a few of you, or maybe a few other places, who have been giving some small contributions on a regular basis to the mortgage. It's been a situation we've been struggling from sort of month to month, but we have a few schemes that the devotees are working on to be able to do this. We also have some lawyers assisting us in Washington, just so we have some update for those of us in the community, who have been investigating grants, some grant proposals. So we are writing some proposals, and we are pretty sure that somewhere down the line, may not be soon, but somewhere down the line we'll be able to also get some funds from some of the grants. There are a lot of areas that there are grants available. It's a matter of being able to meet the criteria. And as we look at our sustainability, the things that are that are available. Same devotee, one of the devotees, Loka, she's also helping with my airport project and making some contacts with the United Nations, USA, some ambassadors some embassies and things, and trying to see how we can assist in bringing some, making arrangements for some large funds to assist with my airport development. So what she's learning from there and contacts also, we will take advantage of using some of this as we try to pursue our development here in Vietnam. In a few days, we'll be giving some facilities for building a greenhouse. We'd like to have two greenhouses, a greenhouse for vegetables, that's on the property, and also for flowers, so that we can grow food stuff all year round, and also our own flowers that we can offer to the deities. So, we've contacted some people who can help us in building. We're first looking at buying, but better we can build our own. So, we have some arrangements and some of the funds to set aside for that. We have been having community building meetings. Some of the things I'm discussing with different devotees, we hope they're buying into it, that we wanted to set up first a sense of community, and then the sense of simplicity, and then self-sufficiency. Now, some of you have been a part of communities and seen different places in the world where you can have one of those factors, but there's a problem. Sometimes you can have people who have the know-how, they live in rural communities, they have a nice community, they have nice land, they have nice facilities, and even have money, but devotees do not have good working relations, then the project will fall apart. Vishal was mentioning this to us. On the projects in India. So much facility was there, but if the devotees do not have a teamship, then it's not a community. Some kind of urban environment, some kind of village, people living out in the rural areas, but not a real sense of community. If you have that community spirit, and you have facility, but you don't have also some know-how, then a lot of waste of energy, a lot of frustration will happen. People will also leave, and also be disappointed, because we will, have so many failures. So, we put almost a whole year, and hopefully some have benefited from it, of having devotees just trying to be more open with each other, trying to, look closer at their stuff and how to help others with whatever is going on. And so we're having these sort of discussions with that in mind. And then we have asked, Chintamani Dasi has volunteered to be the community development coordinator. This is a position to increase the ability, ongoing ability, for devotees to be interactive and to be aware of what is going on in each other's lives. Not imposing. If somebody is having car trouble, somebody is sick, someone is having a baby, someone is having trouble with their children, someone is in need of this or that, needs to go someplace. So that sometimes devotees are a little shy, because we're so much coming from individualistic, egocentric cultures, that sometimes even when we're in need, we feel kind of intimidated to reach out. Or we feel that we may be disappointed. So if we have someone who can act as a way of constantly trying to be cognizant of what's happening in people's lives, and helps to be in between, or sort of help to facilitate someone is in this situation, someone is this, someone is this, etc. To remind us, to help us, or someone who is of a particular bereavement can, if they feel shy in reaching other members of the community, can reach that particular person. That particular person can then act as a way to try to be a finder, put things together. In the Alachan community, they have something similar to this. And I think from the things that I'm reading and hearing, it's going, it's interesting. And it helps the devotees in thinking more in this particular way. And those who may have been slow in thinking like this, let's try to think more like this, because what we live is what we have. What we're associating with is what we're about. And so, why should we live in an environment where we can't have serious input about the quality of that environment? Why live in an environment where you're just subjected to whatever is going on, you're not pleased with it, not satisfied, or you're not having some input, let's have input so that what the final product is, that we can feel good about it, that it's something that we're comfortable with and enthused about, trying to expand it as such. We've also been having men's group meetings and women's group meetings. There's some things that are better discussed with both sexes. There's some things that are discussed better with the same sex, and then brought together with both sexes. Some things, it's like when Guru Puri talk, some things they will address in such ways that they will not address They will not reflect on when the older devotees are there. Pujaris coming together, cooks coming together, some things the association will spot amongst each other, reflect on, and perhaps will not come out to the same extent in another type of environment. So the idea is constantly trying to develop more what's there, so we can use it in the community in a holistic sense. And we were having skill development. Some of the ways they quite understand that. It may seem like something unusual to emphasize development of skills. What do they have to do with Krishna consciousness? But again, community means facilities, service, etc. This is so nice now that the International Social Economic Development Committee is going to be constantly brainstorming the task force and trying to think of some of these things that society needs in general. Shanta Dasya and some other devotees also on that committee as well. Pancha Ratna, I think the two people here, and myself. So we're looking at the education, the social, economic situations that can help us to be able to access the transcendental. If we try to access it, there's so many obstacles, then of course that will obfuscate, you know, the actual work. So the skill development was again not just looking at things as being insurmountable or impossible, waiting for something to drop into our lap, but looking at what we have, how to use it. So we're just noticing that we have already so many devotees in the community who have some know-how about certain things. So we wanted some of those devotees to share some of their talents, some of their skills. Somebody knows carpentry, so share that. Someone knows plumbing, so share that. Somebody knows about herbs, so share that. Herbology. Somebody is very good about sewing, so share that. So two things happen in the process. One, we take it serious. Gradually, many devotees begin to know many things, become sensitive to things, how their service relates to another. And most important, we begin to appreciate other services. Sometimes we are doing our thing, we may even do it well. But we don't also appreciate some other person's service, then we're not getting the full benefits. We're not getting the maximum of what it means to come together. It's good when someone is doing their service so well that at the same time they're doing it in a way that inspires someone else also to do their service nicely. It inspires someone else, they feel appreciated by what they're doing and they feel happy about what you're doing. And then you get this real synergistic effect where so much more is happening than the individuals that are involved. Or you get the semiotic effect, where it takes less to fulfill a system based on more people being together, and it takes less. Let me say it again and again and again. Why be in the community? If being in the community, you're not going to benefit more than if you were individually involved in something. When community means many, many benefits, then therefore people will embrace it like anything. We just also, beyond our means, or without our manipulation or arrangements, we've been given new oxen, only a few days old. I think about 10, maybe 10 days or something. Anybody knows? 10, 12 days? 14 days? Okay, only 14 days old. This somehow came upon us. So we're taking that as a good omen that now we have these young oxen, so we should be able to have no reason now why we cannot train them to be able to work the fields. So those in the department take this very serious. One or two devotees were eager to get involved in this kind of work. I hear that Acharya has also agreed to help to train up some devotees in this particular area. They're quite sweet little oxen, so you need to go over and look at them and give them your blessings, so they will be able to carry so many things to help with the farm and be able to carry the deities around also. As we, Balabhadra was helping me to understand the other day in Vrindavan, and I think it's very sweet, very powerful. The sense how we should see everything in the community as like a bhakta. Mm-hmm. Like before I was talking about community as a bhakta or bhakti, and it can as community bija. Also, as we look at the flowers, as we look at the vegetables, the fruits, the orchard, we treat everything with such care that it is here and is a part of the holy Dham. So therefore, we try to take good care of it, develop it in that way. So I'm going to try to learn that kind of mindset, and hopefully we can all be able to pick that up. So that whether, you know, whether it's the children, or the cows, whatever, that each thing be taken in such a serious way that it is there Krishna has sent it, or Chaitanya has arranged, and I'm watching to see how we're going to take care and serve. They also have started learning center. There's two things going on. Of course, the schooling is going on at Mukta's house, Mandalika. And then there's a learning center at the Mother Yasoda's place, where just for the kindergarten children. And so this is quite new, but of course the way to start is to start. And so we hope more of you will take notice of that and give whatever support you can. Some of the teachers, please talk to those devotees involved in that. See how you can be able to, you see, to help out. Then we, this orchard, there's so many little trees over there that fruit is just falling on the ground, and the weeds are choking the trees tightly, hiding the trees. So we want to start developing that as soon as possible. We've been also trying to use some of the discussions, and we even have one full, VIT course on samskaras. When we talk about community, we don't have to, you know, keep speculating or going outside so much. So many things is really there within our own teachings. And one way that community becomes strong is emphasizing rites of passage. And when any individual or individuals are having something happening in their life, that they are very aware of what they're expected of them, that they're accountable, the community is aware, and the community supports that particular change with love, with participation, etc. So whether it's being invading in the world, taking the first rain, or first day going to school, or marriage, or initiation, or death, etc., that we've been speaking about these things like in seminar format. And then of course one session as we spoke about it, then later we had five or six samskaras that we did in application. It's a way to bring the community together based on these things, and not just on the common karmic sense, but particularly on the Vaishnava orientation. These samskaras are outlined based on Vaishnava orientation also. And then we have started, again, with encouraging devotees not to just wait till we have the facility. So this health clinic is a major aspect we like to see part of Gita Nandri. People can come as a retreat, and they can stay for many days, work on their physical, psychological, and most important, spiritual health. And so we are eager about devotees participating. We have so many devotees in the natural health professions, so it's a wonderful chance for devotees to use these talents. So just, well, I think 2 weeks ago, the night before the Sarathi was here, Vitali Maharaj and myself also participated. We inaugurated or opened up this natural pure ashram idea, where in the future we hope to have a little clinic. People can come and receive all kinds of therapy. So what we did, about 15 devotees, along with some of the Gurukuli kids, who came in from the Lachva, some of the older boys, they were eager to participate, so we were glad to involve them. And for 3 days, there was simple health program. All the ones participated, fasted, and just took lemon, water, and honey. The idea was getting toxins out of the body, working on some issues about health. Some from outside, as well as devotees, were a part of it. We are looking at it in 3 ways, to do it with all devotees, do it in the mixed group, and do it also with all karmis, but bringing them into devotional culture in various ways. Health is a universal thing. One of those areas, there's always a connection, line of communication that can be established. So what we did in brief is just use Ekavira's Vitalita's house and for the 3 days. And we start off with discussions, you know, on nutrition, the Institute House, just to cue devotees in more of what to expect. Why these things were significant. Jutta has a master's degree in nutrition, so she was explaining things that we could all understand and be able to appreciate. And then after devotees walked, that's part of their treatment, to walk to the temple, come. And then they had hatha yoga, and they had some intimate treatment. And then there was different devotees doing massage, and there was devotees doing acupuncture, and there was the sauna bath, and there was this, it was a mud bath. They're using some of the techniques from Ayurvedic practices, some things they learned in India, being in some of these clinics, putting mud on the stomach, on the eyes, taking out the toxins. But all those who participated, and I wanted to participate also, to be a part, I'm greedy, want to see what's going on, see whatever benefits is there. My body's also falling apart, and we had to put it back together. Everyone, including myself, thought it was amazing bonding. Being together, living in a renounced situation like that, devotees caring for each other, very, very powerful. Everyone was enthused to see how we can expand it. There's some little brochure out talking about the natural health cure and the scheme of the techniques and things that's involved. We need some on the table, you can pick up some of these if you like. And the charge of minimum fee, I think then was only $50. I expect it to be a little more next time. Very nice arrangement. Devotees could take advantage of the temple association, be able to serve each other in this sense. Last few things is we are looking forward to devotees getting more involved in cottage industries. See, after we are able to finish the temple building and then finish the waste treatment system. So you see some digging is going on now. There's always some problems with the water, with the waste treatment. There's a major problem in being able to establish more housing on the property itself. Once we have that done, then we have a position to then appeal to the GBC board and to the us executors, be able to also to now sanction off some of the land, ISKCON land, that can be made available for the devotees. And we can arrange different lots for the devotees to buy. On the property. But certain things have to be put into motion so we can accommodate more housing facilities. At the same time, there is still the land that Chama Kamishi has available, and those who are interested, of course, try to take advantage of that. And some who are interested in some other houses in the area, the city of Kovir, from time to time we're being sensitive to things that are coming up in the market. So I think that covers it. We don't have time to do on that, but some of the kind of cottage industries. But in some of those skill development courses, the way we're talking about bartering, and we'll be constantly coming back to that. This was just a little taste or introduction. When there is serious bartering, and people, we have something to share, something to give, then individuals do not have to rely on money so much. Sometimes now the money is still surviving for those who have money, we have strong Vaishya orientation, or they inherited some money from relatives. We are at the age now that many of our parents or grandparents are dying, some people being left, you know, wills and whatnot. And so, in many places, some of the bodies seem to be prospering, a few others having to hustle like anything, every day, going out to places they don't want to go to make money, either they have a karmic job or hustling in some way, while the community is able to develop and are able to take care of the land, do their farming, take care of the house, etc. So obviously something has to go on for many, to get a foundation, but if we are able to understand more the science of bartering, then everyone becomes important because everyone can render some service, and as people render services, they can exchange service for service. And this way, money doesn't become so much of the main factor, but it's a matter of service or service credits. We'll be teaching the devotees how to develop a service bank in the future where we can be able to rely less and less on some of the things in the economic environment. And it will help the devotees also to value the importance of each other and whatever propensities and contingencies we have, be able to use that service in such a way. Even someone is just a babysitting or just, you know, painting the house or whatever. So somebody is a doctor, somebody is a nurse, somebody is a carpenter, so they can exchange various types of services in this sense. Before we open for a few questions, I want to just go over the schedule that we have for the conference. And before I do that one, I just want to read the letter that went out to those who were invited to participate in the conference. And just so you get the feel of what's expected. First annual Gita Nagari conference on the practical application of Vedic studies. Srila Prabhupada comes to establish Varnashram Dharma. Notice on our board we have that sign, Srila Prabhupada is coming, be ready for him. We're trying to create a mentality in the community that Srila Prabhupada is coming. We want to be able to present that which he will be pleased with as he takes notice of the environment. Amongst the four yugas, Satva, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But this is, I think, written by Mangalachi. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satva Yuga can be invoked. We can bring Satva Yuga. We can have an atmosphere like Sattva, even though there's Kali Yuga. The Hare Krishna movement or the Krishna conscious movement is meant for this purpose. This is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 1951, where Prabhupada is saying, these agents are there, Kali Yuga is worse, but actually, even though there is Kali, that we can bring about Satya Yuga, an implementation of Vanashram environment. Dear Maharaj and Prabhus, she's writing, he is at the humble base, our grace is coming from the Charger, his divine grace, Siddha Prabhupada. We would like to invite you to participate as a presenter, we all get this, at our first annual Dhinanagari conference on the practical application of Vedic studies. Your knowledge of Vanashram Dhamma will be greatly valuable contribution to the success of this program. For many years, devotees have wanted to develop spiritual communities according to Srila Prabhupada's vision, but have been unclear as how to proceed. During this time, many communities have failed, and numbers of promising devotees have left our movement. Although recently, other communities have made hopeful starts, and enthusiastic new devotees have been attracted, our path for successful development still remains unclear. On July 15, 1976, Srila Prabhupada visited the Giri Nagari farm community. Not so long ago, huh? The month of July. Well, one day, Prabhupada came. The next year, in spite of grave illness, he wanted, as we all know, to return his secretary to Mount Krishna Maharaj, Prabhupada speaking here. I want to establish Vanashram Dhamma. And Jamal Krishna Maharaj asked, how will you do it? And of course Srila Prabhupada replied, I will go to Giri Nagari. I will sit down and I will teach you how to live off the land. The Prabhupada is sitting in his Vyasa seat, and we have a responsibility to assist him fulfilling his desires. That is, I think, the biggest boon about this project, that Prabhupada wanted to happen, and therefore we know how Krishna will respond to the desires of his pure devotees. In our efforts to make Srila Prabhupada's desire a reality, we will hold the first annual conference on the practical application of Vedic studies at Giri Nagari from July 27th, today, the day after Giri Nagari's Lavi Yatra celebration, through August the 1st, 1997. The purpose of this conference is to provide an atmosphere which devotees can discuss Srila Prabhupada's vision of Vanashrama and learn how to apply the teachings in our everyday life. We are all aware of the emphasis Srila Prabhupada placed on the study of his books and upon the necessity of practically applying the teachings. Therefore, the program will be centered on Shastric studies, workshops, group discussion, and hands-on experience to facilitate a deep appreciation and understanding of the importance of Vedic culture and the practice of self-sufficiency. To help make this effort successful, we are inviting devotees of knowledge in the areas of Vanashram Dhamma and self-sufficiency to join the conference as presenters. We ask for each conference presenter to speak on special aspects of the subject and to provide guidance about how we can particularly apply Srila Prabhupada's instructions. To support us in this, we will provide quotes from Srila Prabhupada about each topic and do whatever else we can to make your tests easier. Hare Krishna Dasi has so nicely compiled this nice book with so many, many things relationship to what Srila Prabhupada has said on these topics. And we are expecting that to be very much a powerful asset in the future as we look closer at community development and try to look in different areas of what Srila Prabhupada has given us through his writings, through his conversations, and his explanations. So, the actual schedule of an institute. We have a Giri Nagari we have adopted Kala newsletter, and we have a Giri Nagari newsletter out also. Some of you who are needing, be sure to take that. It's really nice. In this first issue, some of the older devotees who helped to get the community started, Pramananda and several others, Toshan, are speaking about their experiences and coming here and getting things started. And it's just, we say coincidence, but not really coincidence, that Pancharatna is here. He was a part of the team that actually bought the project, that actually bought the farm. So we see that as a special blessing, and he's coming at this time. And those who work with the newsletter, please be sure to interview him before he leaves to get more input about such. See, when we're able to learn from the past, those who've been involved in situations to be respected as elders, those who have wisdom, when that's used as we're going ahead and doing things, we have so much more facility to guarantee success. That we keep reinventing the wheel, make the same type of mistakes again and again and again. That is actually foolish. So, Dr. Kyle's newsletter, there's a Giri Nagari newsletter,
there's a brochure, Magic Cure brochure, and when we have chance to get off the press, we also have a Healing Library brochure, which we're going to use also to, as we meet with people in other areas of life, to interest them in Healing Library. You may want to, next time you come with those who will be around in a few days, we can head out. And below you can see that we have chairs. We need to bring some from the chairs from the stage area. Those who would like to sit in chairs, or if they would like to sit on the floor, that's also there. Sometimes it's a little rough. The devotees are going all day long in these conferences and being a little bit uncomfortable and trying to write. So the program for these 4 days, first 8 o'clock each morning we have Bhagavatam class. So, of course, on seat today. Tomorrow is Grace of Vinda Sarup. Tuesday, Sureshwar. And Wednesday, one of our honored guests, hopefully if Panchavat is still here, then you can get a Prashanta Dasi. At 9 o'clock, each day is Prasadam. Almost time now. At 10 o'clock, first class, Vinda Sarup's class, every day at 10. We'll be speaking on Brahmins and Kshatriyas. So his class will go for 4 days, every day at 10 o'clock. Now some of you will sign up, some of you would also like to sign up, and perhaps you do not have all the sufficient money, it's $90 for the course, then speak of Mamarachi, because in some cases if you can do some service, then you can also be able to sit in. At 10:30, Sureshwar, is he here? He will, he probably will finish class now. He will be giving his class today, 11:30 on Varnashrama today. And then Monday, Her Grace Bhakti Mara Dasi is going to give a herbal walk. We're all amazed. 2 weeks ago, the three devotees were taking us on a herb walk. See all the different things right on the top that you can eat. All the different medicines that are there. It's just overwhelming. And then on Tuesday, Radhalila or Prabhupada Das, the boys come in and they find out that they can actually give class, give something, some discussion. Perhaps on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Sureshwar Das will pick up again Varnashrama today. That's all 11:30 each Wednesday. 1:15 every day, there's prasadam. So try to break your classes up so the boys have a chance to eat, and then you can take a break and come back for the next class. At 3 p.m., today, Hare Krishna Dasi, one of the pillars of this project in the past, and is always speaking of these issues. She'll be speaking on getting started with Varnashram Dharma. So she'll be speaking on Sunday and Monday, and then Tuesday, Prabhupada Das will be speaking on Krishna Varna, can we just Vijanam? I need bifocus. And then on Wednesday we'll see who's speaking in. Probably Hare Krishna Dasi again if she's still staying, or Prabhupada Das. And then at 4:30 p.m. each day, Balabhadra, your hands-on man, is here to speak about ox power and cow protection. So that's Sunday, and also that's the day, and also you see Monday. Madhu Sadhana, please be sure to participate in that. He's one of the ones who's going to learn how to take care of the oxen. And for Tuesday, then we'll see if he wants to continue, or one of our other speakers or guests. And then at 6 o'clock every day is Arti. And 6:30 today, Acharya Das, a very important discussion on alternative energy. So that'll be at the Institute House. And then other days at 6:30, if I'm allowed, then I will speak about setting some goals for Varnashram Dharma, looking at some things that we would like each of us to look at in terms of what we can individually do. And we got these wonderful things, and my job will be easy. Look at some things, bring about a sense of closure at this point, or maybe a sense of exploration, what we can do here and other places as we imbibe all of these things. So, these are basic updates, and we mentioned before, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where next time you're coming for a major festival, we still have to keep apologizing for facility, or that you see temples still incompleted, or you see the oxen not being worked, or you see the garden is small, But the farming we're doing is bio, I think it's called bio-intensive, where with a small amount of land, you can do so much more in getting crops from that and such. When I was in New Mandalay, I was impressed the other day. Between the meetings we had, I went to look at farm areas being cultivated or by the Goshala. And I was impressed to see that one devotee with two bhaktas is developing about 32 acres of land, of produce. So it just went miles and miles. The first time I actually put them, normally there was some development, some small gardens, and growing some corn for the cows. Of course, I think the devotees are doing it as their own business. But it's nice to see that some devotees are focusing on some of these things. There's enough food to feed the whole community, all kinds of things. And it didn't take many people, just a few devotees were dedicated to work on such. It never has to be so many people to do things. A few dedicated people, and things are productive, and others will want to buy into it. So we think we have 5 minutes left, 5 or 10 minutes before for seven times, so we can stay on schedule for taking this out and then for the courses. If you have any comments, any questions on the updated things I mentioned, please raise your hand.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay because I have responsibilities back in New Jersey, but I have an interest in the subject matter, and so I have more of a comment than a question. There are a couple of issues that I hope that in the context of the set agenda, those devotees who are leaders in developing Varnashram will have a chance to discuss, and I'll certainly be looking for the result of these seminars. One is that I learned in the meeting in Houston that our friend and eminent sociologist, Bert Brokley, determined by studying ISKCON in North America that, in his opinion, we weren't actually ready for the implementation of Varnashram on account of so many different models of Krishna conscious activity throughout North America. And I'm sure a number of devotees would take issue with that. So I'm wondering if I'm hoping there'll be an opportunity to examine why he came to that conclusion and how Varnashram actually, what it looks like is implemented in different environments, not just a rural environment. And then the second thing is, just as you were speaking about how we strive towards a synergistic community situation as opposed to an individualistic situation, our temples in North America are also, by extension, have this sense of individuality. And I think we might easily agree that we should be looking for a situation where, rather than just being independent temples and communities, we are an interdependent society in North America. The relationship between the farm communities, the suburban temples, and the urban temples, in relationship to the establishment of Varnashram, particularly in our rural communities, where it ought to be the primary focus, is something that I'd also like to see come out of a discussion, formal or informal, amongst the leaders in this particular category for this conference.
I'm sure that these are issues that pretty much on all the presenters' mind, and different devotees will touch upon directly or indirectly these particular concerns. Knowing my presentations, I will definitely address these. I would recommend, and I do this with as many of the seminars and VI HE programs as possible. I try to get all the tapes from all the presenters. I have somebody who can make copies for me and later to be able to listen to them, which I'll do for these sessions also. I recommend some of those devotees who may not be able to physically to participate to try to get copies of the presentations so you can be able to reflect on the things that are being shared. Devotees who come together to do these kind of presentations, they put a lot of energy into it. They're very senior devotees, very concerned about the society. And it's one of the very amazing things I think is happening in the society that we're getting a chance to constantly look deeper at the philosophy in various areas by some of our leaders in such a way. It's like last month we had Padre Chaitanya Maharaj, Ramakrishna Swami, and Minister Roop, the Padre Sarthi, a few others, myself giving presentations. These devotees are constantly looking, scrutinizing the scriptures, and looking at the communities they're traveling around, being able to present things. I was talking to Minister Roop yesterday about listening to his class in Vrindavan on curing of souls. And it's just so powerful because so many devotees are going through psychological problems, physiological difficulties, and there's so much knowledge in those tapes that can, I think, help a lot of boys in getting certain issues. So this is, you know, be able to show you address those things, but try to get this, you know, the case and others as well. And you hear, take a bit of the presentation. A payment? So see, I'm going to think about that. Okay. So make it nothing, 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes more. That's it. That's it. So there's the newsletter coming out of Hare Krishna Worldwide. Powerful things are being presented in there. Krishna Dasi is one of the editors, co-editors of that. And then on the conference, yourself especially, you know, your computer, maybe any other tuning to that conference. Okay, it's late, so very last question. Why don't we stop here and make the announcements for our viewers? We're going to time. Can you explain that again? And if anybody wants to go to it, they can just give a donation and go. Can you explain it? But you understand, anyone who wants to go, they may not be standing for the 4 or 3 days, and you can just give a donation. You can go to the first sessions this morning.
So I'll be outside and I'll also be at the MVP's house. So please see me here and at 9:30 I'll be at the MVP's house registering when it comes up.
Yeah. There's actually three bands that are going and they'll be right out of the parking lot. Myself, Maro, and
Maro was one.
Having that be part of their service, I can maybe give them